Next up, we have Vexen, number 4 in the organization. He says he likes science, and only science. Well, welcome. When you hear the term mad scientist, how does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, I don't feel anything. I'm a nobody, I have no heart, and obviously we don't actually feel emotions. We instead recall how the emotion is supposed to feel and then emulate the feeling. It is an instinctual action in an attempt to tie us to our humanity, in an attempt to keep ourselves alive. So therefore, I don't feel a damn thing. However, the memories that it recalls are not pleasant. Mad, they call me. Mad? I'll show them mad. The lot of them are mad. They're all much madder than I. No, I'm a genius. A genius of geniuses. My brilliance shines brighter than the light of 1,000 Kingdom Hearts, and they just do not have the wit to see it. I could find us new hearts. I could make us new hearts from anything. Anything at all. I could come up with it myself. I've even given him the papers, showed him the theories, but no. No. He goes on and on about his precious Kingdom Hearts and delegates me to a godforsaken little castle in the middle of nowhere. With that stupid pink head. Ugh! Someone of my brilliance? My stature? Me? I am not mad. I'm more sane than all of them. And someday they'll see. Someday they'll know, and they'll understand my brilliance. All right, next question.
You don't really seem to get along well with anyone. Why do you keep pushing them away?
Because they're idiots! They're all complete and total nincompoop morons! They don't appreciate my work, they don't understand my work, they call me a stupid science man in his basement with his stupid test tubes. Ah! They understand nothing! Key Nielskeet, Nielagnoskeet, they understand nothing! That is why I don't push them away. I need them to stay away so they don't deal with my... mess up my work. They're fools. All of them fools. Ah.
Right. Okay, then. Replicu. Triumph or tragedy?
Oh, Replicu. So much potential. He is a triumph in that he is indeed one of my finest works. To actually fully duplicate the physicality of someone so completely and to improve upon the original design, so he is perfect, I'll have you know. Certainly the outward physical appearance is that of Riku, but he is far, far more perfect. All physical imperfections have been eliminated, and he is a much stronger conduit for darkness. Indeed, it would be almost impossible for him to lose his heart, no matter how much he uses, because of a certain feedback loop system that I've implemented, wherein he can simply siphon off excess darkness that could endanger his elegant artificial heart, in fact. And even in the case that it would endanger his heart, I managed to implement a much higher tolerance for darkness within it. He is perfect. The tragedy, you see, is in that no one seems to understand or appreciate this. Firstly, they messed up his memories when he was perfectly capable of pretending to be Riku without it. Thinking he was Riku, much too fragile for that sort of thing at that juncture. And yet, of course, no one listens to me. No one listens to the old scientist, the one who probably knows more than any of the rest of you combined. And secondly, the fact that he is relegated to tasks such as cleaning. Well, I will admit that he makes a very delicious Monte Cristo sandwich. Very, very delicious, and he does know how to make an iced coffee. But of course he knows how to make an iced coffee. Any one of my creations knows how to make delicious iced coffee. However, he is capable of doing more than this. He is capable of rising above this task, and yet he does not. He also fawns after that stupid witch. And I keep telling him, stay the hell away from her. She's just going to fuck with your memories again, and she's going to make you miserable. She doesn't even like you. And yet, I even keep saying we need to get rid of her. Dusk her, for God's sake. We don't need her. Ugh. But no, no one listens to me. No one listens to the old guy, yeah. But yes. In terms of my creation, Replica is perfect. In terms of how the others appreciate what I have created, as usual, they ignore it. Fools! All of them fools!
Right. Well, okay. Finally, do you have some secret perfect creation that you dream about perfecting?
Oh, there's so many. So very many. But what I really want is a snow... is... you know those things at ski resorts? The things that make snow? They never do it right. It's just the wrong kind. It's not flaky and fluffy and delightful. It's just stupid little granules, and it's dreadful to ski on. Ugh, no. And then there's the problem that the weather is just not... doesn't ever give you quite the right snow. There's a certain perfect quality, a certain perfect kind of snow. And it is my dream to create a snow machine that can make the absolute perfect, fluffy, white snow. Yes, it would be glorious. And I could cover the entire world in glorious, white, perfect, fluffy snow. Also, ice that, when you ice skate on it, does not chip. Because it would be very nice if it didn't, because then if I was trying to practice a triple axel, or better yet, when I'm trying to practice my death spirals, that I would not fall flat in my face because Larkshane, or worse yet, Axel, was on the ice skating rink the other day and just left a giant gouge, which of course no one bothered to Zamboni in. I could Zamboni it myself. In fact, I'm the one who maintains that stupid rink, and one would think that I would have learned by now to maintain it myself, but no. I want to build a self-maintaining ice rink. So I can practice. Wait, did I just admit to figure skating? Oh, damn it, can I? How do I turn this thing off? And I'm trying to think of other things. It's all I can think of off the top of my head, anyway. Well, that and finding some way to ensure that I am appreciated for my talents. Unlikely to happen, though. Meh to all of it.
Yes. Thank you very much.